In a landmark case, a Dutch court ordered the government to cut its greenhouse gas emissions by at least 25% by 2020. The civic case, which was brought by some 900 plaintiffs, is the first time ever that a judge has legally ordered a state to take measures against climate change. Roger Cox was one of the lawyers representing Urgenda, the non-government group that brought the case to court. I started off by asking him how the legal challenge came about.
Well, the whole idea of suing the Dutch government started with a book I wrote on this particular topic, titled Revolution Justified, and it explains why I feel that only the law can necessarily break through the stalemate that politics is in right now with regards to the climate problem. And after I wrote the book, then I came into contact with the Urgenda Foundation, who thought it was a very good idea to try such a proceeding. And then once we started to draft the writ of summons, we came to the idea that it would be interesting to invite citizens to join the Urgenda Foundation claiming better climate policies from the Dutch government. So that's how that came about.
And who were these citizens?
It's like famous people from the Netherlands who are very much involved in sustainable development, but also ordinary citizens who would like to represent their children in court with regard to the climate problem. So it's different kinds of people from all over the country.
It's a very ambitious move for 900 citizens to take on. How confident were you that your claim would be won?
Well, from a legal perspective, we were quite confident because we, from the beginning, we thought we had a well-motivated and documented case here. So from a legal perspective, we thought we did have a very good chance, but obviously you would have to have a courage court, so to say, to rule in favor of the claimants, knowing that obviously this is a large international problem and that a lot is at stake with regard to energy and climate. So basically we were hoping to find a courageous court and in the end we did.
What did the court say when it handed down its decision?
The court first decided that a warming of 2 degrees of the average temperature of the Earth is considered to be dangerous for humanity and for the ecosystems that humanity depends on. So that was the first fact finding. The other fact finding was that the court established that industrialized nations in the world agreed in 2010 during the climate summit in Cancun that the industrialized nations should reduce their emissions by 25% to 40% in 2020. And since the Dutch government is only targeting a 16% reduction in 2020, the court decided that the Dutch government is underachieving on its part and should do more and should do at least a 25% reduction in 2020. So that is actually what the court imposed on the government to do. And the idea behind it is that because of the danger of a 2-degree warming, and because the danger is foreseeable, that the Dutch government has to contribute to do its part on keeping the warming under 2 degrees.
Okay, take us to the moment when the decision was handed down. I understand it was quite emotional.
For all of us, it was a very emotional moment because there's so much at stake for society, the Dutch society, as well as the world community here. We wanted to set a legal precedent in relation to the climate case problem. And obviously, we thought we had a good case, but still, you wonder whether or not a court is courageous enough to award you the claim. So once it became clear that the court would order the government to implement more ambitious climate policies, we all were very thrilled in the courtroom, and we all were quite emotional, lawyers and claimants alike, yes.
You've made history. How does that feel?
It feels great, actually. This is something that we've been working on for several years now, and we do think and know, actually, that we set an historic precedent in court with this ruling, and we very much like to build internationally upon this positive ruling. So we already started similar court proceedings in Belgium a few months ago. And we're now cooperating also with our Children's Trust Foundation in the United States, who are also proceeding against the federal government and state governments in the United States. So we're really looking forward to creating a sort of global movement, legal movement, that can push governments to do more about climate change policies.
So the battle's not over. What is next?
What's next now remains to be seen as regards to the Netherlands, because the state has decided that it will take the next 2 months for carefully examining the court ruling and deciding whether or not to appeal it. So first of all, we have to see whether or not the state wants to appeal against this court ruling. And as regards to Belgium, we will continue the proceedings over there. We will expect a verdict somewhere next year. And obviously have good hope that we will have a similar positive outcome as we have now in the Netherlands. And the other thing we're doing is trying to connect with other organizations and lawyers in other countries to try to do the same in other national territories.
What has been the public reaction from people in the Netherlands?
Most reactions that I have here are very positive. Even from most political parties have stated that they think it's a good idea that the court has ruled the way it has done. Obviously, there are also some right-wing parties who are not necessarily in agreement, but it remains to be seen what their final position on the matter is. So all in all, the reactions have been quite positive, and we really look forward to get a signal from our politicians that they will pick up this new set target by the court and start implementing more ambitious climate policies within the Netherlands.
Now, do you think this is likely to trigger similar cases around the world and to spark a global civic movement?
I hope so, and I think there are good grounds for doing it, because we've seen that the political powers are in a difficult position to actually do enough against the climate problem. We've had the UN climate treaty now for almost 23 years, and the problem has only got worse. So we need to create pressure from civil society upon our politicians. And I think the legal route could be a very valuable instrument for doing so.
What influence is this decision likely to have on the climate change process in the lead up to the Paris Climate Conference at the end of this year?
I hope it does have a positive influence. I think that states, but also large fossil fuel companies, need to realize that liability law and tort law has probably a role to play now and in the near future with regards to the climate change problem. So also in order to not be liable in the future, I think it would be a good idea if states and large companies do know and accept that they have a duty of care against society for staying below 2 degrees warming, and do what is necessary from their part to contribute to this important climate target.